It's Mozart's birthday today, and that's certainly not one to be forgotten, even if it was 269 years ago. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is the aspirational poster child for the whole category of gifted and talented children. He started playing the piano at the age of 3 and composing at the age of 6. When he was 8 years old, the little boy amused himself by writing his first symphony for all the instruments of the orchestra. History seems full of such astonishing child prodigies. The mathematician Blaise Pascal, the poet Alexander Pope, the artist Pablo Picasso, and hundreds of others. It's a mystery where their gifts came from, but what they had in common was an early start. They focused on one passionate interest from childhood and stuck to it in spite of everything, even in spite of being labelled as odd or even abnormal. There's no way of measuring how many geniuses appear in any given place or time because they're not always recognised. In a more or less egalitarian society, the true genius may learn to hide his or her superiority, just as the driver of a Ferrari must keep it down to 55 miles an hour on our restricted roads, even if it can easily go at 200. All parents naturally want their children to be special. Every child might be a Mozart, just as any number on the roulette wheel might be a winner. Ambitious parents try hard to get their offspring into gifted and talented programs. But in reality, not many parents want their children to be that different, let alone unique, like Mozart. Fitting in may be more important than standing out. The goal of gifted and talented programs is not so much to create genius as to open the doors to those desirable professions that combine the maximum of financial rewards with the minimum of physical effort. Modern childhood is so extended that there's not much chance of making an early start on a career, except perhaps in sports and entertainment where precocious talent is easily recognised and potentially profitable. Most young people are not expected to be capable of anything useful until they have been processed through the whole educational machinery, from K to postgraduate. Even if a child does have a special gift, by graduation time, he or she may have forgotten what it was. Grades and credits and distribution requirements and multiple choice tests have knocked any trace of genius out of them. It's a curious fact that child genius is often rather childlike in adulthood. Mozart was a case in point. He never quite grew up. And you may be able to think of more recent examples, where a few highly talented men are playing games with knowledge that is much more dangerous than string quartets. I heard an interview with the fine pianist Lang Lang, who was a child genius on the level of Mozart. He agreed that prodigies are often emotionally immature and said a wise thing. You need to keep the genius and let the child go. This is David Boucher.